All right, as always, we have a debate here for this tract, and of course we've got, here we go with, here's debater number one.
Hello, I'm a lo-fi rock enthusiast.
So what's your name, though?
Oh, my name is, Builder Bob.
Builder Bob. Welcome, Builder Bob, we're glad to have you.
Can we fix it?
And here's debater number two.
Hey, I'm Jim.
Step right up.
Probably a different Jim. I'm a drug addict wino. I used to be kind of a roadie for the bands back in the,
'70s, '80s.
Yeah.
As we all knew already, Jim believes that this tract is 100% true, and Builder Bob back there says this tract is false.
I believe that for years.
And of course, so what we would like to do is we'll start, as always, with the person who says the tract is false. That's Builder Bob.
Sure, well, I don't know. Maybe Satan was a little involved in this. It's hard to gauge whether Satan is present or absent, since he is intangible. However, I followed that group for years. You know, ever since the Angels were just starting to break in on the scene. And early on, they were good. Their first album was great, but they totally sold out. They went to this slick hi-fi production, and before you knew it, everything was bland, and it wasn't about the music anymore. It was just about the groupies and selling records. There are two kinds of groups. They're the ones that make records for themselves, and they're the ones that make records to make money, and they became the former. And that, more than Satan, is what destroyed them.
But you're saying that doesn't have anything to do with Satan? Necessarily.
Not necessarily. No. There might be a, you know, they might be correlated casually, but,
So Satan didn't invent rock music?
Maybe he did, but even if he did, it's not relevant.
Wait, well, but.
It's not relevant to the Angels.
But that's what we're really talking about here. I mean.
Well, I don't believe Satan invented rock music. No.
Now you're a fan of the Angels from back, you said from way back, so you listened to them back when they were a Christian rock band.
Yeah. I got their, first, vinyl, 7-inch.
What was that called?
It was Having a Rockin' Time with the Angels.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
It was a really rockin' record. You got it?
Well, I don't have it, but I've heard it.
Goes for $500 on eBay now.
Wow. All right, here, and so, Jim, why don't you tell us a little about that? Why don't you rebuttal, I should say?
I don't know much about listening to the music. I don't know really what vinyls are. I mean, I just like to hang out in the back of the band.
You're more experienced in lifting heavy things.
I just like to hang out with the band guys, lift things, carry things around, and do a lot of drugs and, you know, have mad groupies hanging off my arms.
But you're saying, now, but you saw that Satan was actually involved in the Green Angels? Or in rock music in general?
I've seen Satan many times.
Now, was he in his traditional red horned guys, or was he like in a suit like this Lou Cifer guy?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. But back in the 1960s, I was trying to become a roadie for the Grateful Dead, so I felt like some other really...
Well, the Grateful Dead played with Mick Jagger at Altamont, and he dressed up in a red devil suit. You might be confusing it with that.
I was probably tripping balls then. So I couldn't tell you, but I was very sure I was talking to the devil. Very sure that the man I was talking to was Satan.
Did you get his autograph?
I asked him, I actually did, no, this was after Altamont. Oh yes, I asked him about Altamont.
I only want his autograph.
And he said,
oh, this is an expert? Who are we speaking to?
I am an expert on Satan. He is my lover.
I play all my records backwards, and I've never once heard Satan.
That is because you have to play them sideways.
That's because you've been playing the wrong records, man. You've been playing them backwards.
Satan's too clever for backwards masking.
No, he isn't.
No, here we go.
You ever play Billy Joel's Turnstiles album, and you play that backwards, and he says, any way you slice it, it's baloney, man.
It's like when you play forwards, there's a satanic message. That's like reverse subtlety. It's
Satan
very tricky.
I don't think I've introduced myself yet. I've been over to 500 concerts. Wait, let me see my card here for a second.
Well, have you seen the Angels? That's the only thing that's relevant here.
Shut up! I've been to 500 concerts. Let me pull up my card here and figure out what my name is. Hootie Blowfish.
Have you found my lover?
Here it is. Sugar Magnolia. I've been to 500 concerts. Loverboy, REO Speedwagon, you name them. AC/DC, saw them in the Meadowlands, man. Just rocked it, you know?
Okay, and so you're saying Now, you're saying they were satanic or were not satanic, these bands you saw?
Satan has nothing to do with rock and roll, man. It's all about the music. It's all about just life and partying and greatness, man. You ever listened to, like, you know, I'm telling you, man, the Doors didn't have it right. REO Speedwagon, man, they had it right when they said, "Ride in the storm out!" Ow!
Then where can I find my one... true Satan.
Maybe on your breasts, babe, but it ain't in the music.
I checked there already.
Hey, man. Hey, relax. After I think that, you're getting really getting too excited himself. About this.
I introduced myself. Satan got nothing about the music, man. It's all about guitars, notes, and just partying, drinking whiskey, and Vikings. It's got a lot of Vikings in it, man.
I agree with many of his points, only quieter.
I think you guys are
I'm sorry, I'm half deaf from all the concerts I went to. Like, did you ever sit four rows away from Ted Nugent when he's just blasting away in there, wangosy tango, rocking it out, man?
It's not rock and roll unless you're standing.
Yeah, no, that's why a lot of rock concerts are standing room only.
Yeah! Like, you ever see the Ramones, man? I was in there, and they had 700,000 people packed in this tiny room.
Actually, the Ramones, that gives us a good point. So, here's the thing. The Ramones, a bunch of them are dead. Right?
Yeah!
But here's the thing. Now, if this tract is true, I would say it's pretty likely they are all in hell, because they made a deal with devil, and they don't appear to have converted back.
Oh, I hope so.
Joey Ramone is not in hell, man! Joey Ramone is in the world! He atoned for his sins, man! He died for us by doing What a Wonderful World, that old Louis Armstrong song, man! I'm telling you, Joey Ramone is an angel of God!
Doing that song is what killed him?
No, man, that's what saved him. That's like what washed away his sins, man.
Because it wasn't rock music.
It was a holy song. It was all about God and all about how beautiful life is. Satan can't touch the laughter of little children, except maybe Mongolia, where they don't listen to rock and music.
Okay. Woo! Okay, Jim, so you would say, though, that Joey Ramone is definitely in hell, though, right?
Joey Ramone,
I don't know, man. I've been some pretty strange places. Last time I saw Jim, it was...
No, you're Jim.
No. We're talking about... No, we're talking about...
Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone.
Do you need a name tag?
I'm sorry, getting senile here.
Okay.
All right.
So is he in hell, though?
I don't think anyone goes to hell.
Wait, hold on.
I think they all go to...
Hold on.
I think
we all go to the great gig in the sky, man. Pink Floyd was right, man.
Wait. Yeah, this really excited guys.
Hold on. But you said this tract was true.
Okay. I suppose this makes me the winner.
Well, not yet. I still have to decide.
I'm sorry. Bear with me here. I've done way too many drugs in my life.
But you're off them now, right?
I'm an acid casualty, actually. This is a facilitated communicator attached to my head.
Oh.
Yes.
You're like messed up, dude. You need some good old Quiet Riot. Bang your head, metal have to drive you mad.
Perhaps I can aid the situation.
Please do.
Love me.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. What's going on over there? I thought you were Satan's lover.
Actually Satan.
No, that's not Satan. That's a rock music
enthusiast.
But
he looks like
Satan. I've listened to some Tractor Fiction bootlegs in my time, and this is sexier than anything I've seen on Tractor Fiction before.
Yeah, rock and roll radio.
And
go.
Anyhow, my point remains the same.
Shut up for a minute.
Okay, hold on. No, as you were saying.
Satan is not always present, so I've had a good deal of time to run around here in hell with the Hellfire and find a number of extra Satans, like Joey Ramone, who is in fact in hell.
He is
in hell.
I think
he's over there right now.
Wait, hold on, you're in hell? This
isn't
hell.
What about Johnny Ramone?
Is this not hell?
No, this is the recording studio.
Oh, my goodness. I'm terribly sorry.
This is the WHRW studio.
I should not be here.
Unless you start playing some Foghat, this is really going to be hell.
Well, who are you? Just jumped me then.
So let's just end this
all right, hold on.
And play some Foghat.
Oh.
Now,
Woo!
That's on classic rock like 23 hours a day.
So right.
Builder Bob. All right, hold on.
I've never been so humiliated in my life.
Builder Bob, you get to, Builder Bob, you get to have your closing argument.
All right. Well, first of all, I've kept a, continuous argument I've a whole time, and this guy forgot his name at several points, so yeah, I'm pointing to myself arrogantly for those of you listening at home.
But he's not lying.
and that point was that this band fell apart due to their own laziness and forgetting their principles, and they deserve to be in hell, but not not because they had anything to do with Satan. It's because they sold out.
And, Jim, your closing arguments.
I think all bands sell out in the end, but that's the best part. Think of what the man gives you, you know? Let's say, I mean, it's right here in the script. It's,
Drugs and booze and groupies.
Drugs and booze and, you know, 72 groupies and all that. That's the best part. I like it when they sell out, though.
Because they shared it with you.
They share it with, of course they share it with us. And I share it with my groupies, my 72 groupies.
All right, well, let's find out who exactly won this debate.
All right.
Oh, my. It's quite a surprise. But it turns out selling out is good. Jim here was 100% right.
That's it. I'm just going to start worshiping Satan right now.
That's it. Bands are better. I'm going back to my place. I am
satisfied.
I'm putting on Led Zeppelin forever, man.
Well,
learn to sell your souls, children.
Let's go.
Color me surprised. I guess I'm going to have to start brushing up on my Jack Chick.
Absolutely. It turns out, it turns out that Satan really did create rock music. And selling out is good. It helps bands, apparently. It's better for the bands. And it's especially better for the groupies. The roadies. The roadies are they get better benefits when the groups sell out. So,
get benefits.
Absolutely. So, thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction. This is Jack. I almost said I was Jack Chick. That would have been a lie. This is Frank Allen signing off. Bye-bye.